Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Barbara Weltman on the show. Barbara's original founding member of our Brain Trust. I don't know what we do without her. She's the publisher. She is the author of Big Ideas for Small Business. That's just one of her books, but the main books that we're primarily as, and that we count on her and have counted on her for now for I don't know how many years. We've counted on her for 14 years, but she's been doing it longer than that. And that's the J.K. Lasser series of small business taxes, as in 2011, 2012, et cetera, et cetera. It's the complete guide to help you with your taxes. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Good to have you back. And also a great radio host, great radio talk. She got her own radio show on Monday afternoon, right, on WS Radio. Is that right?
That is correct, called Build Your Business.
There you go. It's a great show. Barbara, thanks again for hanging out with us. Let's get right to the one of the most important things that folks need to know about taxes. We got a big filing day coming up. So the 15th is on Sunday. So they actually have till midnight on the 16th to do their taxes, right?
No, they actually have until midnight on the 17th.
Ah.
Because the 15th is Emancipation Day in Washington D.C. and so the IRS gave everybody another day.
So we get to the 17th. I love this. It's when, you know, it's so rare that we get a break from the IRS, right?
Right. So here it is. Oh, big deal.
So, if it had been Arbor Day in Kansas or something like that, we wouldn't have gotten the extra day, right?
I'm sure you're right.
So,
you know,
okay.
What I think the big thing is, I mean, obviously with filing and getting a filing extension, and that's really important because you don't even have to give a reason. You can get more time if you just can't make the filing date. But be sure to pay what you think you're going to owe,
right,
so that you avoid any late payment penalties. There's something to watch out for, which I think is really helpful. They've created a new exception to the late payment penalty, but you got to ask for this break.
Mm-hmm.
If you are self-employed and your income 2011 dipped by 25% because of the economy,
mm-hmm,
and you meet certain other requirements, like your taxes, the outstanding more than $50,000, and your income is within a certain limit, you can ask to have until October 15th to pay your tax. You won't have any late payment penalty.
But you have to fit in that little square.
You have to fit in the little square, and you have to ask. But it is new. It help some people,
right?
So just be aware of it, check it out, and see if this is something that will be helpful to you.
Yeah, maybe just remind your tax preparer, whoever's doing it for you, if you're not doing it yourself, and if you are, then to do the work. You know, this extension thing is pretty cool now because you can do it online, right? You don't have to ask permission.
Absolutely.
You don't have to sign anything. I remember the day when you had to go down to the IRS office, local office, get the form, fill it out, sign it, send it in, and request and explain why you needed an extension. You had to give a good reason, and then wait with sweaty palms for however long till they came back and approved it or disapproved it.
And then you only got 4 months. Then you had to ask again for another 2 months.
Right. Yeah, it was just till August, as I remember.
That's right.
And
that's
so now,
right. So now it's pretty easy.
Now it's automatic 6 months. Automatic, folks. Please don't miss a sale. Please don't hurt your business. Don't just if you're having a hard time, turn done, file the extension. And Barbara, I've talked to a number of people, CPAs and tax experts like you, and every one of them can be convinced that there's absolutely no connection.
There's no downside.
Between file and extension, any kind of an audit or anything like that.
Absolutely, no downside.
So, folks.
The other thing, though, that I think that we really should talk about for a moment or two is the fact that the April 17th deadline is also the your first estimated tax.
Right.
And this year, we really have trouble figuring that out. More than 50 provisions expired at the end of 2011, so we don't even know what the tax rules for 2012 are, yet we're expected to figure estimated taxes
right.
for the year.
Well, when we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask Barbara to help us with some of these rules and regulations. But folks, remember, got to the 17th to either file your return or get your extension requested in. So check that out. Take care of that. And personal, by the way, personal LLC partnerships, those kinds of things. 2012. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Barbara Weltman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.